Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com, and I'm recording a show a little bit differently than I normally do. You might get a little more city noise. I'm in San Francisco for the next month, maybe longer. I mean, I think of San Francisco as home. I'll be here. In case you're new to the program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. Today, we are going to talk about how to shift out of the grind and get back into a place of, I want to use the, you know, the new age word flow, but more so just ease, like allowing things to be easy. And how to get to that space, particularly when you are accustomed to the grind. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you in whatever goal you are working on. I am best at manifesting love, money, building a business, creating a higher level of self-confidence in what you're up to, launching with ease. Gosh. There's probably not a goal that we couldn't accomplish together because I'm an intuitive and I can tune into the energy of your situation and tell you how to clean it up so you can get exactly what you want. And if you are ready for that, consider working with me, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And while you're there, you can check out, I have a package. And it is a very robust package. It's over 90 days. You get unlimited sessions. It used to be just 12, and then I realized, no, I want to help someone meet their goals with ease, and so now it is an unlimited amount of packages, which are of sessions, which means we can talk every day if you want to accomplish your goal. So check that out under Intuitive Coaching Package. Also, I am in the process of wrapping up my sales for the 2020 month-by-month intuitive reading. I've been doing this for, gosh, most of the business for 8 years, and I have two more left to sell. I did a limited sell this year, mainly for returning folks, but if you would like to try that service, it's an intuitive reading. I look at your whole year, I look at your numerology, I type all of that up. It comes to about 3,000 words. 3,000 words devoted to you. I spend 90 minutes in your energy field looking at what you said your goal is for the year and really bringing forth wisdom to support you over the course of the year. It's a wonderful service. People repeatedly buy it. It's $90. Yeah, it's a great way to get some wisdom and set up your year well. The door closes on that on the 15th of this month, November 15th, and then readings will be sent between December 1st and December 15th. So if you sign up, you'll definitely get your reading by the 15th. And then what else am I up to? You can always book a session with me. And this is a really great way to get things moving, to get some insight. I'll turn over cards. I'll look at the energy surrounding whatever you're going through and offer you the best insight I possibly can to support you in accomplishing your goals. It's also a great way to talk through the energy that might be blocking you from seeing your situation with clarity. So book a single session with me. Those are $225. You can book them directly on the website, and I'm available Monday through Thursday to support you. Okay, in addition to this business, I own another business. I publish romance novels, and I have a launch coming up next week. And so as I'm gearing up for that launch, all of a sudden I start to feel this anxiety. Launches are a big deal for that business because they are not as frequent as my intuitive coaching business. And so I have to write a book, I have to edit a book, then I have to put that book out and market it. And so that takes some time. So launches are significant. They're a big part of my income. They're a big part of my year in terms of work production. I don't see an immediate return on the things that I do because again, it takes time to create a book. And so I started to feel some anxiety as I'm leading up to this launch next week, and I realized I had moved from a place of flow into a place of grind. I gotta do this, gotta do this, gotta do this. And then all the wisdom that the teachers I follow started to make sense. As I was like, hey, I don't like this feeling, I started to hear over and over and over the message, you get to do something instead of you have to do something. And this is really significant. So if you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. And there's a couple of different ways in which you can reframe yourself mentally out of the grind. So you can look at it and say, I get to make these sales calls. I get to apply for jobs. I get to show up at this meeting. It's a privilege and an honor, is the way I like to think of it. It is a privilege and an honor instead of I have to do it. Now, if you're struggling to get out of I have to do this, then I want you to look at this from two ways. One, okay, do I just need to reframe my perspective on hard work? Shit doesn't happen in my life unless I'm working hard. That has to be reframed. I like diligent work. You know, I am a lover of the idea and the concepts behind hard work. And the way I've reframed it so it's not a grind is I get to be diligent in my efforts. But hard work is just something that's embedded in us. You can't get anywhere unless you work hard. The truth is, yeah, you gotta take action, you know, but it doesn't have to suck, and you don't have to wear yourself out in the process. So look at it from this vantage point. It's my job. It's my job to do it. You know, right now I am having to do an aspect of my business that is not my favorite. And I guess I'll share it in detail in the event there are other business owners listening. I accept payment upfront for my services. Given the nature of the work that I do, I accept payment upfront. But from time to time to time, I'll put people into payment plans. And most of the time, I have the greatest clients. And, you know, I never really have to give it much attention. People submit their payments. It's fine. And I have a client who I'm having to collect on. Beautiful, wonderful, amazing soul. Her life changed, and now she's not able to keep with the commitment that we had. And so I'm having to send collection type messages to her. And that, you know, it's not my favorite thing in the world. And there's a part of me that wanted to be like, just fine. You know, intuitively I knew there might be an issue. And I told her that. I said, you know, intuitively I was sensing this, but I signed up for it because I thought, hey, this could be a lesson for both of us. And so the lesson in it for me, I had to come to terms with, was I can't give up on collecting the money for services I've already done, right? That's my job. And you know, even when I was really feeling frustrated about it, I went out with my friend for Halloween, and I was explaining the situation to her, and she's like, well, girl, I have this great friend, I talk about her often on this program, who she's a ridiculously high earner, ridiculous in the most beautiful sense. Like, there is no cap on how much this woman can earn, and she works for an employer. So that is the message there. Most people think that there is a cap on your earnings if you work for someone else. This woman can always increase her income. And so I was telling her the story, and I was feeling a little sorry for myself. And she's like, it's your job, girl. I was like, whoa, you're absolutely right. It's my job. It's my job. I love my job. It's awesome. This is just a component of my job. I get to do this. I get to follow up and make sure this invoice gets paid for services I've already rendered. And that was it. The joy came back. The lightness came back. The client all of a sudden submitted a payment that I wasn't expecting. And so I think when we get out of our own ways mentally, then we can create a better result. So it's your job to do what you need to do to make it happen, and do that with joy. See it as an honor. See it as your divine responsibility. You get to reframe the notion of hard work. And you can change the way you perceive something. Because in that process of changing the way you perceive something, even if the circumstances haven't changed, like I still have to collect on this payment, but my attitude about it has dramatically changed. And that, my friends, is vibe. Your vibration is dictated by how you feel. Your feelings are dictated by the way that you think. So if you change the way you think, then you will change the way you feel. And then you will activate a whole new vibration in your life. Now let's get really fun with this. You get to decide how you want to feel. You've probably heard that before if you've been around the manifesting space for a while. And what it took me a while to figure out what that really meant is that you maintain the vibration of that which you want. You feel the way you feel as if you've already gotten what you want. So every day I get to feel the feelings of joy, of closing out, you know, this invoice, the payments have already been received, everything is moving beautifully. I get to maintain that vibration every single day. And as a result of that vibration, money shows up, right? So it takes you out of the grind. If you can maintain the vibration of how you would feel if you got what you wanted, then it takes you out of the grind, because from that space, you're opening the door to receive divine guidance to tell you exactly what to do. So here's where it gets really fun. All that action you think you need to take, you probably don't need it. Spirit's going to tell you the exact course to take to achieve the maximum result, because they're amazing like that. You take one step and Spirit takes 10. But when we decide, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, I got to do this, and I'm right there with you, but I can live that way too. But when we get in that space, what we do is we trigger a feeling, most of us, of nervousness, anxiety. Grinding is not comfortable, right? It is not fun. We think it is because we think we're moving towards something, but if you really want to get there quickly, give it over to God and then take inspired action. Every time Spirit gives me direction, I do it. And the result is far better than whatever I put down on my to-do list. So really go to the place of this is what I want. This is how it will feel to get what I want. And I'm open and receptive to divine action that will get me there in the easiest way possible. Got it? So you back off from the to-do list, right? Because most of us are like, I want this. Okay, how are all these ways I can get it? Let's figure out how I can get there, right? That's the way we go. And I'm saying, get clear about what you want. Get clear about how you want to feel when you get what you want, or how you know you're going to feel. It's usually somewhere in the realm of joy, freedom, peace, satisfaction, happiness, celebration, love, gratitude. Get to that place. Hold that vibration consistently as often as you possibly can. Stay in that space. There is not an excuse to be stressed and anxious if you don't have to be, right? You don't have to live that way. You don't have to move in the direction of your dreams and grind it out. Now, if you want to, you can. In the process, you might get there. Probably, you'll get pretty close, maybe. But and you'll fuck up your body. You'll fuck up your mind. You'll lose a sense of trust in God, right? We deserve to be supported, and God is supporting us if we will only believe that we are being supported. Now, if we want to believe otherwise, if we want to believe that it's difficult, if we want to believe that it's hard, then we're going to have things that show up that mimic that belief. Things will be hard. It will be difficult. It will be a grind. And that's not sustainable. And after a while, and this is what I know to be true, after a while it won't work. I think the more conscious we get, the more you meditate, the more you work on yourself, going back to the grind just won't fucking work anymore. So you have no choice but to surrender to the will of God. And it's lighter, it's easier, it's more joyful. And here's the beautiful part. If you trust Spirit and take the action that Spirit is guiding you to take, that is where you will see massive return. If you grind it out, you're only going to see incremental growth. Maybe so small that it's just not even worth it. So try it this way. Decide what you want, whatever it is, whatever you're working on. Choose how you're going to feel. And then from that place, decide to take inspired action based on what Spirit is giving you. Yeah, and that's where the practical stuff will come in. Okay, you got to send that email. You got to post to that page. If we're talking business, if it's dating, yeah, you got to go on dates. You know, you got to get your hair done. You got to swipe on the app. You got to do the work, but let God guide you accordingly. Now, in saying this, I know that there are some people that are going to listen to this, and their egos are going to hear, well, it's just going to happen, so I'm just going to let it happen. Bullshit. You still got to do the work. And the work starts with defining exactly what you want, being willing to let go of everything that tells you you can't have what you want, activating the vibration of having what you want, being open and receptive to inspired action, that's receiving downloads from your intuition, taking that action, and trusting that that action is more than enough and be in a space of receiving. Any questions? So, diligent work over hard work, no matter what it is, there's never a reason to grind it out. Reframe the notion of I have to do it to I get to do it. It's my job. It's my honor. It's my divine responsibility. That's way more fun than I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. Returning back to my book launch, I think where I was starting to get a little anxious was that there, you know, we live in an age where people love to share how they did something, and it might have worked beautifully for them, and there might be little nuggets of wisdom embedded in their story that is meant for you. But if you feel that you have to copy the way somebody else is doing it, then you're going to feel lost, right? You're going to feel lost because essentially, and I believe this to be true, that our divine nervous system knows, it triggers, we start to feel anxious and nervous and uncomfortable when we are trying to do God's job, right? The how and when is up to God. Even as you set deadlines, like I know these books are going to launch on a certain day. All my job is to feel into that and take inspired action. I know the result that I want to receive, stay in the vibration of that result, and then take inspired action accordingly. Compared to what I've done with previous book launches is, oh my God, the gurus say I have to do this. Oh my God, I need to post like this. Oh my God, I need to deal with this. And then I stepped back and I said, why am I letting my choices, actions, and behaviors, my business, be dictated by something outside of me? It's my business, right? So I stepped back and I said, well, what would make me feel good as I approach this? What would make me feel alive? And I am, you know, one thing, if you were to ever meet me in person and meet my friends at the same time, they would say that I am one of the most self-disciplined first people they've ever met. And I am. So I'm like, okay, if I'm naturally pretty self-disciplined, how would I like to approach this? Meaning I'm very consistent once I get started. And that's how I allow the divine flow to come in. And that's how I allow joy. Joy to lead me. And I get it. You're probably, there's somebody listening to this that is feeling like, who is she? What is she up to? How does she get to joy? I got goals. I got same goals. I got same bills. I got same responsibility. And I have tried it the grind out way for a year. And what I found is when I realigned with my truth, when I realigned with what I love, when I realigned with my joy, when I realigned, even when it was scary, right? Because you're going to take some risk, you know. You're going to step outside of the boundaries of what everybody says you're supposed to do. When you truly show up for yourself and you follow your heart, it's going to be a little scary until you realize, oh, this is the space in which God can support me. I'm getting out of the way and allowing God to handle the how and when of things, as opposed to me trying to control it, me trying to grind it out, and then still praying for my ideal result. We're getting in the way. So don't get in the way. Don't get in the way. Just stay open and receptive to all possibilities. By all means, be clear, crystal fucking clear about what you want. And be clear about how that will feel. And then tune out all of the other noise. So my book launch. I write books because I love it. And I want to reach the people who want what I have to offer. So that's a component of the goal. The other component of the goal is an income goal. And those are the only two things I'm focused on. And I hold the vibration, those two different vibrations, because they're different. One is about connecting with the people who most will resonate with the work that I do. And that's a feeling, a vibration, a joy, a love, a lightness. And then there is the income goal. And then that is really fun and joyful and exciting, not just for hitting that number, but for what I plan to do. And I have a very detailed plan for what I plan to do with that money. And so I stay in that vibration, and then I allow spirit to guide my course, and everything got easier. All the run around, I gotta get this done, I gotta work around the clock, I gotta do all this, all of that faded away. And suddenly I found this divine, almost rhythmic energy in my life. And as long as I stayed in that rhythm, everything flows accordingly. All the money shows up, all the support I need shows up, all the answers I need show up, all the love I need shows up. It's really quite beautiful. God is on your side. God is on your side. If you'll believe it, give it over for all my type A's. Give it over. Use that type A brilliance to, one, get really clear about what you want, B, activate the vibration of what you want, and hold that feeling. So holding that feeling. So one I shared with my tribe, my community, was around money. I love sharing little tidbits I learned around money. And one is activating the energy of payday every day. So, you know that feeling, even if you are self-employed and maybe you work for somebody or maybe you got a big payment, that feeling of joy, maybe it's elation, maybe it's excitement, maybe it's relief, hold that feeling and do whatever you need to do to hold that feeling. Like for me, I realized I can activate the energy of payday every day within me. I can hold that feeling, assuming I have saved some money. If I have some money saved, then I'm good. I used to do it the other way, try to hold that vibration while being scared fucking shitless, because I'm like, I got shit to do, and there's X number of dollars in the bank account, and oh my God. But now I can feel a sense of security because I do put a little money away, and I can be in the vibration of it's payday every day. It's payday every day. Be in that feeling. It is a vibe. It is a knowing. It is a, of course, people love to pay me. That's a Amanda Francis quote. Of course, people love to pay me. And I've added to it. Mine now is, of course, people love to pay me. And of course, I love to pay people. I love to pay for the services I use in my life. I love to pay for my housing. I love that feeling. And I love the feeling of getting paid. Do you see it's a completely different shift from, oh my God, I gotta get cash in the door, I got bills due, I gotta get cash in the door, oh my God, I gotta get cash in the door, I can sense that my window of opportunity is closing, I gotta get moving. You spend so much time in the headspace of I gotta get. You are never actually moving with the flow that is always available to you. And sometimes it'll take a complete halting stop, right? Where you're like, shit, this isn't working. It just isn't working. I got to do something different. And that's where you back off. You realign with your truth. You might have to clear out some shit and some commitments that you made that just don't serve you well. It's okay to let them go. It's okay to let them go, knowing that all will be resolved once you get back into flow. So that is how to get out of the grind. If you've enjoyed this program, hey, review it on iTunes. I don't ask enough about reviews. I was listening to Danielle Laporte's podcast, a bit of it, and she asked for reviews. And I was like, wow, she has a lot of reviews. And then I realized she asked for them, which now makes sense. Like, I just assume, like, hey, if somebody wants a review, cool. If they don't. But now I'm going to ask you, if you have enjoyed this program or some previous programs, please write a review on iTunes or Stitcher. I love, love, love to, for my audience to share with other people via those reviews as to whether this is a good listen for them. So please share, please share. It just makes the world of doing business in the internet much easier. So please write a review for this show. And if you're looking for a coach, you're ready to take your life to the next level, I want to support you in doing that. I'm on the journey too. I'm also a rock star intuitive. And combined with my years and years of diligent work and study and coaching and teaching, I will make you unstoppable. So if you are ready, I don't care what your story is, I don't care who you are, I serve you, I serve all those who are ready to be the person they've always wanted to be. So until next time, thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this, and I will connect with you again soon.